Fine.
Is it?
We're live.
We are live, guys, on the Nolan Nerdcast episode. We've lost count.
Seven
of the new.
As far as you're concerned, it's seven.
Episode 507.
Oh, that's right. We did a Marvel reboot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did another. First, we did a DC reboot. Then we did a Marvel reboot.
Number one episodes.
All so the time.
We're going to have another number one this in a few
is,
months.
This is number one, seventh episode.
Volume 40.
One day I'll figure out how many episodes we're actually at.
Can I point out how hilarious it is right now that Saki is playing Donkey Kong on the Switch and is screaming at it every time she dies?
Well, now we need a Saki Kong.
Yeah, she's having a great time.
Really good at this game. Gosh.
So what do we have on the agenda tonight, guys? After E3's awesomeness and Elder Scrolls 6 being announced, and
we got the NPD numbers.
Yeah, let's go over those.
Those are always fun.
Those are fun.
Hey, Matt.
What?
How many episodes do you think we have done?
Say 100.
Close to, hold on. We started in 2011, right?
Yes.
And fairly regularly did it every week.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Close to 400?
We're at like 350.
Damn, go us.
I lost my rhino. She lost her rhino.
yeah, no. Talk about the NPD, Matt.
Okay, are you sure you don't want to hear more about the rhino?
No.
No.
Hey, honey, they don't care about your rhino.
It's a middle finger.
Hey, double backflip.
So,
anyway, so.
If you do a backflip, I will Venmo you $100 for your backflip.
He's not wearing any pants.
Can someone explain to me why we're using Venmo now?
Well, because it's faster and easier than PayPal.
It's faster than PayPal? Yeah, it is faster than
PayPal. I thought everyone was switching to the Cash App.
No. Venmo is great because you can send the money. They don't take a piece of it when you transfer it, unlike PayPal. And like it gets to your bank account like two full day business days faster.
We don't need to shill for Venmo.
What? They're our new sponsor.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
If they are, then I want a cut of the money.
You didn't ask for it up front, so it's all mine.
Okay, well, I'm canceling the show. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Can't cancel the show, Chris.
Watch
the
me.
Thing is, though, Venmo is owned by PayPal, so.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh. Awkward. Anyway, talk about the NPD numbers.
I'm pulling it up, Bish.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Bish?
Bish, I thought he was already prepared for this, but I guess not.
Yeah, seriously.
First of all, quick question. Have I ever been prepared for anything?
Kind of.
Oh.
No.
Anyway, Chris.
Why?
What was the top-selling system?
The PlayStation.
It was. Very good. What was the top-selling game of May?
God of War.
Nope.
Oh, well, I don't know.
That was number two.
Was it Gear? Is it Grand Theft Auto?
MLB The Show.
It was a game that came out in May.
What?
What game came out in May?
I don't know. There were two brand new games in May. Both of them are in the top three.
This isn't a thing.
With God of War number two.
I have no idea. Tell me.
Chris.
What?
You've played it.
Did I?
You did.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You didn't care for it too much.
But State of Decay?
It is State of Decay 2.
Okay.
State of Decay 2 is number one, proving once again that because it does not include Game Pass sales. So Game Pass, this is now the second time this has happened. It started when Sea of Thieves debuted at number two, and now with State of Decay at number one. It helps spread word of mouth. And it being a budget title did not hurt. $29.99 is a lot easier to give a shot to than a full-fledged $60 title. Now, guess what number three is, Chris?
I don't know. What is it, Matt?
It's a game where you may or may not be playing through an allegory for slavery and racism.
Oh, Detroit Become Human.
It is Detroit Become Human.
Good for Detroit.
Hi.
We just finished that.
But, like, you know, I finished it a while back.
Yeah, I realized real quick that Saki is a psychopath.
What did she do?
Because literally every chance the option was attack, shoot, kill, something violent, she was like, do that. Do that. And I'm like, no, I don't want to kill anybody. I want to get the good ending. And her, never a question of let's think about it. It's always shoot her in the face, blow up the bomb, kill the people. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, yeah. I guess Detroit is the kind of game that shows you who you're really dating.
Or I guess so.
yeah, so did you get a full happy
ending? Yes, we – I mean, as happy as you can get. We got the ending where nobody died.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were some moments in the final chapters where that was incredibly tricky to pull off.
Here's stuff I found out, like, what I loved about it is – they made the whining narrative so cohesive that I was actually surprised at the differences when somebody else was like,
yeah,
like, because it seemed like I did the right thing, you know, like somebody was playing, you know, like Luther did die in mine at the end. I don't know if he survived yours or not.
He did.
But it felt like, I feel like they were going to make it feel like the narratively, the choice, like the right time to do it. No matter what happened, and I appreciated that. You know,
when he died, was it on the boat?
Huh?
Did he die on the boat?
Yeah, he got shot.
Okay.
On the boat, and then I had to like there's a hole in the boat too, and I had to push it across the water, which was all super powerful.
No idea what you talk about.
Yeah, exactly. See, and then like. My friend Jake, he played it, and Lance Henriksen's character was alive the whole time, and it just super felt like that he was supposed to die.
Who was Lance Henriksen?
Guy in the wheelchair.
Oh, yeah. Your boy, Carl.
Yeah. It just felt like Carl was supposed to die. Like, he's that type of character. He dies.
Yeah.
Every stream I've seen, he dies at the confrontation between...
No, apparently if you attack his son, he gets too busy, like... being upset over that the fight doesn't cause his heart attack or something.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Every stream I've seen, they've gone with the don't attack.
See, that's because they were trying to be pacifist. We need to be more aggressive in our freedom.
That's how we do.
Big old puss cakes, yeah?
Exactly. Yeah. Damn it.
Well, see, mine were all, like, I did a weird thing where I started off pacifist, and then as things got worse, I allowed, you know, like defending yourself. So to speak.
Right.
Eventually, it was like, let's just attack because these guys are being fucking assholes. Because you start finding out, like, when you start pacifist and then you do like right in the middle where they do the giant demonstration.
Yeah,
I chose to leave, which is difficult to do. And then they still like aim their guns at you, and they're about to shoot you all in the back. And that's when I turned around and just ran at them. And from that point on, I was kind of militant because it was clear they weren't going to listen to reason. But, you know, I'm planning on doing, like, a solid, like, MLK run through and a solid Malcolm X.
Well, you know what's great about the MLK playthrough?
Hmm.
Is there's a scene when you're Kara and you're at the Canadian border, like, bus stop.
Yeah.
And... the guy, they're scanning for androids. And because my public opinion was so high, when the guy scanned and saw that we were all androids, he still let us in.
Nice.
It was awesome.
That would not have been a possibility with mine. I guess you can check that news thing and see.
Yeah, like, he went up, like, it shows him, like, looking up at the news and seeing, like, the humans attacking peaceful protesting androids with their arms up, and then he's like, come on in.
Nice.
That's Canadian.
I had a completely different route out of there. I was very...
Yeah. She's evil. Don't let Saki dictate policy.
But this is fun. See, I love... This is the part from Blade Runner PC that I think they have replicated, which is the fact that we can talk about a game and not know what we're going to say. Like, he's like, how'd you get past this part? And I say something, and it's like, doesn't add up at all. I don't even know what you're fucking talking about. Like, I haven't gotten to that branch yet. People are all so different from each other. There's nobody who's played that game the same as you the first time. you know. And the same thing, like, you know, I also appreciate the three-pronged storylines and how they kind of affect each other, which I'm going to love to see differently the next playthrough.
Yeah.
But this time I was kind of like, what is even going on?
Yeah, what's here? Happening? You just, is he there? No, there's a mute. I guess he's talking to his psycho.
He's talking to his psycho.
Yeah.
Now, Ace is being very growl happy because he's doing his playful growl, but it's getting very loud.
Okay.
Anyway, Kogasu's in chat. Everyone say hey.
Hi, Kogasu!
Hey!
We all love ourselves some Kogasu. Some Kogizzle. Kogizzle?
Kogizzle?
Kogizzle, my nizzle.
That does not sound
right. Nope, you don't get to say nizzle. That's his word.
Yeah.
So wait, are we done with the NPD?
Oh, no, no, no. We're almost done. Donkey Kong was at number 5. Grand Theft Auto hit number 6. The other new games were Hyrule Warriors Definitive Edition on Switch. And that was it. PlayStation 4 was the number one selling game and the number one selling console, and is the number one selling console of the entire year so far. PlayStation with Detroit and God of War is now the second best publisher, old behind only Ubisoft, because Far Cry 5 is a beast.
Yeah.
Let's see. Switch had the single best-selling SKU, which for that means like the red and blue Joy-Con Switch sold the most individually, but when you add together PS4 and PS4 Pros, the PlayStation was the better-selling system. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this was the best May for video games since May 2011.
Yeah, I looked at the numbers. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Good job, everyone.
Good job, video game industry. Good job.
It's been a solid-ass year.
Let's just not talk about Battle Royale games. Because
now, the question is, will State of Decay have legs? Because Sea of Thieves was number 2 in March and then dropped off a cliff and didn't appear in April or May. So will State of Decay suffer the same fate? Will its standing decay as time goes on? What will the state of its decay be?
Oh my God. Stop.
Josh disappeared.
Oh my God, I'm so good.
No. Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
No, you're not. Shut up.
Oh, God, I'm good.
Shut up.
You guys are such jerks. I am hilarious, and everyone loves me.
I died.
You're really pushing that, eh?
Yeah. Okay, so finishing up with the monthly news that pops up every now and then. Oh, Kogasu gave me a dot, dot, dot. Son of a gun.
You deserve it.
I do not. Anyway, we did not get Games with Gold's announcement yet. They have not announced what July's games will be, but today we did get PlayStation Plus.
Yes, so I saw this. It's Heavy Rain and the other
Absolver.
One. Okay.
Heavy Rain and Absolver. So smart of them putting Heavy Rain free right after the launch of Detroit Become Human.
So that's like 3 games that are out.
And so, Chris, do you remember what Absolver is?
No.
It's that fighting RPG where you can basically create, like, your avatar, the last airbender martial artists.
Is this the one where everyone wanted the slap?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember now.
Yeah, no, hold on. Let me pull it up.
Is it any good?
It was very fun. It was just very involved. But I mean, like, you craft your own fighting styles. It can be like one-handed, like just fists. You can have weapons, and it was just a really deep RPG with a focus on not PvP combat, but like one-on-one and one-on-group combat with a really kind of a visually distinct art style. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. And for the price of free, there are definitely worse things to try out.
That does sound like a good idea.
Finally, the PS3 gets Rayman 3 HD and Deception 4, the Nightmare Princess, which is that kind of dungeon crawler kind of game. And finally, the Vita gets an amazing game with the third Zero Escape, the Zero Time Dilemma, visual novel kind of Saw type game. And some game I've never heard of called Space Overlords. But if you've ever played 999 or Virtue's Last Reward, Part 3 is now going to be free for the Vita. So don't play it if you haven't played the other two, because it 100% assumes you know what's going on already. But download it anyway, because it's free, and then it'll be ready for when you get the other two for free at one point.
Okay.
Yeah, that's that. That's the free games.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Kugasi's right. It's like God Hand the RPG.
Did he say God Hand?
He did say God Hand.
God Hand is the greatest video game ever made.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up?
What you got for us, Boo?
I mean, comics-wise, there's not a whole ton to talk about. The DC Marvel deal seems to be going through. There's a couple of little nits to fix, but otherwise it looks like it's a given. Jared Leto is going to be Morbius, the living vampire.
Sure. Right up there with the Young Batman, Young Joker, Harley Quinn solo movie, Cyborg's movie, Green Lantern Corps, Flashpoint. All those movies that are 100% definitely happening from Sony.
So here's two things I want to say about this. Number one, I hope it's real because I want to see Jared Leto give all his castmates blood. That'd be very entertaining. Number two, I posted this earlier today in a group chat that I was in. And Morbius wouldn't even be my top 10 of Marvel, of Spider-Man villains. But I also thought the Vulture was a terrible idea, so what the fuck do I know?
It's true. What do you know, Chris?
You know what? That's exactly what the chat said.
I'm only upset with Morbius.
True. The group chat did, in fact, say he knew nothing, Jon Snow.
It turned on me very quickly. Hey, you know what else you can add to that pile of movies that may not come out?
What?
Silk.
Yeah, they did announce Silk as well. They're just announcing Spider-Man movies that are never going to happen.
You know what? You can announce anything. I'm announcing that this podcast is now going 7 hours long.
Hey, Chris, remember when we were also going to get a Sinister Six film right after Venom?
I do remember that. You know what I find is interesting? It's kind of funny. You know the big white whale of comic book movies is the Supermax Green Arrow in prison movie?
Yeah.
That's happening in season 7 of Arrow.
Good. Make it a TV show. It works better that way.
It just kills me that, like, this was the thing that Wizard Magazine talked about as, like, the comic book movie. And now we're just getting it on television.
Which is hilarious because it came – they were talking about that movie before really Marvel
blew up. Hold on. What?
Okay. Good. You can hear us. We were wondering what was going on. It was –
So yeah. This movie back in the early 2000s, it was a rumored Green Arrow movie called Supermax.
You're saying it's season 6 of Arrow?
Yeah, whatever the next season of Arrow is going to be, it's going to be about that.
Okay, it's coming up.
Yeah.
Because I haven't watched a lot of Arrow this season.
Yeah, because that was like all over the place.
You guys just kept talking no matter what I said.
I'm sorry, I did not hear you at all.
I was making sure that my mic was on. Back to normal. Whatever that is.
we'll just announce movies. Yeah. Silk, Scorpion.
Why Silk, though? Why wouldn't you start with Spider-Woman, the most standalone of all the other... Is Silk why are they doing villain movies anyway?
That's a great question.
Wait, I've got it. And this is a joke only New Orleans people will get. And even then, definitely not Chris because he wasn't hood enough.
No.
I'm from the Tilly. Tell me your joke.
Okay. The only reason they're going with a Silk movie is that so people can Photoshop Silk the Shocker onto that poster.
Gonna fuck be great. Off. Even before you finish, fuck off.
Silk the Shocker with 2 K's, son.
Shut up.
Listen.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, we got Simon in chat.
Hey. Thank you for bringing Jeff Goldblum pillow in to kind of silence this conversation.
Yeah, we needed to.
Yeah. It's true. I was really concerned with whether I could. I didn't stop to think with whether I should.
You know what we need to do? We need to take that Jeff Goldblum pillow and smother Matt with it.
Man creates Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Dinosaurs eat Spider-Man. Spider-Gwen inherits the Earth.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Also, hey, you know they're talking about that Doom Patrol TV show?
Uh-huh.
Can I interest you in Kelsey Grammer being the chief?
How? Actually, you could. I think that's solid casting. I just don't think it'll happen.
I have a gut feeling that the comic book bubble is about to fucking burst.
I think it's already burst. All of this is not going to happen.
Yeah.
There will be the Disney Stream Channel. That's where everything that even matters will be.
Well, Doom Patrol is supposed to be on the WB streaming. So I heard.
We can pull things off.
But, which I'm going to subscribe to because that's where Young Justice Season 3 will be.
Yeah, we're going to all have at least a one season subscription, aren't we?
Oh, well.
Hey, Discovery was really good. I'm the only person that watched it.
Yeah, Chris, you didn't even watch Discovery? Aren't you?
I'm going to. I just didn't get around to it.
Literally, yeah, that really helps with the rating.
Watched it.
Are you going to watch it in trade?
I'm a mild fan, and I was interested enough to watch it, and I paid my $5 or whatever. And then, I loved it, actually. It's got some problems, but it's really good. And then I would go up to every Star Trek fan I know, like, have you watched Discovery yet? It's pretty good. And they're like, nah. Like, fuck. All you talk about is one show. You didn't watch it?
Deep Space Nine, man.
Chris isn't even a good Star Trek fan.
I've been rewatching all the movies.
Wait, okay, wait, that's a lie, because Chris is the only person who's bought the VR game.
The only person.
Actually, I didn't buy the VR game.
Yeah, Josh, he didn't buy it. What are you talking about?
I played it. I played it more than a lot of other people.
He's still playing it.
He bought 3 headsets. He could be the entire.
Well, I don't have headset money. You're crazy. Hey, Matt.
Yes, dear.
I found a nice bite-sized IGN list we can tackle real quick.
Let's knock it out, Boo.
Ooh, what we got? Bite-sized list.
Bite-sized list, 25. This list is from 2014, so...
25 what?
25 best Marvel superheroes.
Okay, I'm down.
This is interesting.
Should be, because this is before all the Netflix things... And so, yeah, we'll see.
Are we starting from the bottom now we're here?
Obviously, we're starting from the bottom. Number 25 is Jessica Jones.
Real quick. Hold on, Chris. Before you start, I just saw in chat, Kogasu bought the Star Trek VR game, and he doesn't even watch Star Trek. What is your excuse?
I haven't done it yet. Shut up.
You haven't watched Discovery.
Stop cyberbullying.
Star Trek game, even though it no longer needs VR. Have you been a fake Star Trek fan this entire time?
I've been rewatching the movies all week.
What?
I've been rewatching the movies all week.
Yeah, sure sounds like something a real fan would do.
Yeah, watch the movies?
You probably only watch the what is it? Is it the even or the odd ones that suck?
I just finished Into Darkness.
Oh, so you watched the new ones, like a poser.
No, gotcha. I started with motion.
So you're like a Star Trek fan, like I'm a Star Trek fan. Gotcha.
Oh my God.
I hate you so much. Number 25 is Jessica Jones.
All right. So you said this is before the Netflix stuff, right?
Yeah, 2014.
How the hell did she make the list before her Netflix show?
I'm sorry, what was that, guys?
25 characters or heroes?
Heroes.
Not 25 characters.
I think this is based on the strength of the original Jessica Jones series and her stuff with Luke Cage in New Avengers.
Yeah.
But she didn't really do a whole ton in that New Avengers one, if I recall, which I didn't read it, so.
She did not.
So I don't know, but she made it. Number 24 is Blade, and this one is nonsense.
Well, that's just literally writing off the movie. Like, there's no, you know, it's like I mentioned before, there are always those top lists, and one at least is grossly just in there because of recent events. And we all know it will drop right off the list later. This is, that's definitely.
Blade is much better in movie form than in comic form, I think.
Way better, and then at the same time, like, if you see, like, most people, they fit to fuse three characters to make Blade in the movie. That's why he was good.
Yeah.
He was kind of Blade, the living vampire, also I'm Hannibal. Like, that was, he was the rest of the Midnight Suns.
Yeah.
True. Number 23 is Ghost Rider. I described Ghost Rider earlier today as a garnish superhero. One who sits on the side and is great, but when you try to do a whole thing of it, it's not so good.
That's
a good way to put it, Chris.
We're fucking phenomenal, but only one artist will ever get me to actually read a Ghost Rider comic, and it's Mark Teixeira. And everybody else is just like, it's boring looking. It's just to do with flaming stuff. You have to go at it like a horror comic. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Get the Sabrina kids on it. They'll kick its ass.
Yeah, it'll come out once every half year. It'll be great. Yeah.
That's all you need from Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
You really only need one, like, little, like, you know, double-sized trade. Ghost Rider should just be an annual.
I would love that.
That would be really rad.
Number 22 is Captain Marvel, excuse me, Carol Danvers.
Yes.
This was when she was on her upward trajectory before Civil War II.
Yeah, before Civil War II. I mean, it's super believable. She'd already been really popular again. She came back.
I think Civil War II was like, was not the tragedy that I thought it could have been to her character. It was like a trip, as opposed to a fall.
It's like one more thing for the movies to do slightly better later.
Yes, I agree.
Good point.
Number 21 is Luke Cage. This is Luke Cage as new Avengers and new Thunderbolts leader, Luke Cage.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Let's see. Number 20 is Spider-Woman, Jessica Drew.
Okay,
yeah. Because
this is right around the time 2014. So this is closer to like Secret Invasion and Civil War and stuff, where Spider-Woman, Jessica Drew was a big deal.
I think Secret Invasion is earlier than 2014.
Yeah. Right, but she was still coming off of being a huge prominent member of that.
Yeah, I guess. She's also one of these new Avenger types. So, yeah. Number 19, the Silver Surfer.
Why?
Another garnish hero.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know. Apparently, the Mike Allred run is very good.
Yeah.
But, I haven't gotten to it, so I don't know.
Do well with characters like that that only worked in the 60s and ever since haven't, because he's got the sensibility to just do that again instead of, like, trying to update him. Some characters just don't update.
Embrace the weird.
Like, you have to be doing a semi-Kirby tribute to make Silver Surfer work.
Yeah.
You can't just... He's the Silver Surfer. If you try to update him, he gets sillier. It's like the Uncanny Valley. Like, the closer you get to making it realistic, the more you notice it's a silver guy on a surfboard.
It's inherently silly. They should lead into it more.
I don't know. It's crazy. Yeah, you gotta lead with it. You gotta get with the weird.
Yeah. You gotta be super weird and kitschy. You gotta go full with what Guardians did for the movie and everything else.
That's why the Squirrel Girl issue with Silver Surfer was so good, because it was just weird.
Yeah, he belongs in the weird verse, like the corner of the Marvel Universe where, like, Squirrel Girl, Deadpool, and like, just put him in there. He doesn't have to be funny. He just has to be. It should be the craziest shit you've ever seen. You know, Fantastic Four should deal with that stuff too. That's the other way.
They need to deal with the weird.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, dear.
Guess who number 18 is? It's our favorite fuck up.
Ooh. Okay. Wait. Is it? Then that means it's either Beast or Bishop, and there's no way Bishop's on this list, so it has to be Beast.
It's absolutely Beast.
Of course it is.
That would have been great if it was Bishop.
God, I would have. I think I would have. I would have gotten a fresh drink of water and spit it out in shock. No, Beast. 2014, man, Beast. Beast did some bad shit, and people still like him, and I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Because he fucked up everything.
He's accident prone. I don't know.
No, he sucks. He sucks, and I hate him.
He's piece of garbage prone.
Whose self hate just splashes on everyone
else.
Yeah,
He's real shit tier, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Number 17 is The Thing.
All right.
I like The Thing.
The Thing's fun.
He's fine.
All right, Chris. So here's The Thing.
Get out.
He's at number 17.
Yeah. I'm gonna kick you out. I'm just gonna boot you and see what happens.
Yeah. Okay.
Number 16 is Kitty Pryde.
Oh, she's almost as much of a fuck up now as Beast is, but she's like a relationship fuck up.
But back then, she hadn't started doing it. Like we're talking post Astonishing X-Men, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she had just come back from that big dumb bullet.
She finally got with Colossus. It was like. You were in this, like, just haze of greatness with Kitty Pryde.
But she saved the Earth.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, she was really on an uptick when she was dead.
Yeah.
I'm very fond of Kitty, but she's had a bad couple of years. Although, professionally, she's leading all the X-Men in Central Park, so that's something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's leading all the X-Men in Central Park.
Yes.
Hanging out in Central Park, or they have a building?
They have a building in Central Park. Number 15, Doctor Strange. I think I really like Jason Aaron's Doctor Strange one is maybe the only one that I've really liked.
Yeah, newer Doctor Strange stuff's really good, and then...
Wait, hold on, guys. Saki has a terrible pun since I didn't. Yell it out.
No, you
do it. No, I didn't hear it.
How do you know it's a good pun?
What?
Nope.
Well, that was fucking hilarious.
Okay, catch it. All right, moving on.
Because none of us could hear it.
Just say it.
Donk is strange.
Yeah.
Donk is strange?
Donk is strange?
Like Donk is Shane?
Oh.
But strange?
Or a donk. Donk is Donk, too.
Or, yeah.
All right.
Chris, what's next?
Number 14, the Black Panther.
Boy, if they did this list now, he would be top three.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
This part in 2014, this is before like the this is like the beginning of the Illuminati stuff for him.
Yeah, man, that was a good run.
Yeah, I'm reading the New Avengers Illuminati run by Hickman, and it is very, very good.
You should pair that up with the actual Avengers one he did. Because the two coincide back to back to back.
Well, I'm waiting for the next sale. So
okay.
Number 13, The Invisible Woman.
Why?
I think this was during the end of Hickman's Fantastic Four run too.
The Fantastic Four were on their way out. So
this is the thing: is it's all showing that it's all about the arcs that just happened, and you know, like how things got people got boosted.
I wouldn't put her on this list.
No.
Because I can't really recall anything she's done aside from being Age of Ultron. And, yep. Number 12, Nick Fury. Old white guy Nick Fury.
Okay.
Well, he's one of the ones that might still be on the list. I don't know if he'd be that high without...
I think he would be in like the 50s.
And Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. run is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Number 11 is Storm.
Okay.
This is Queen of Wakanda Storm.
I think the Mohawk had returned.
Okay. As long as it's Mohawk Storm, it's all good.
It's not Mohawk Storm.
God damn it.
She had a Mohawk again.
She did, but it wasn't. It was after this.
Yeah, she should always have a mohawk.
Yeah, she should.
She's very punk.
Yeah.
Number 10, Iron Man, who is at number 10 only because of the movies.
Who is
Iron Man?
Iron Man.
Yeah, no one would have.
And I feel like recent Iron Man run comics have gotten a lot better thanks to the movies.
Yes.
And thanks to later on movies, like the Iron Man right now is pretty solid.
That's the good part about this stuff. Yeah. Every movie that got pulled off perfectly showed an angle of the characters that hadn't actually been present in some of the comics. Like Guardians of the Galaxy, I think, is better now, having, like, in the post-Gun Guardians of the Galaxy one.
Yeah.
Because they fixed it And then he fixed it more. And then that they started influencing each other a little bit. You know, because the original Guardians of the Galaxy is lame and garbage. Like, the one where Yondu was on the team, it was not this Yondu at all. Like, it's just garbage. Like, it was weirdly drawn. It was...
Who was the guy with the Captain America shield?
Was it Captain America?
No.
There was a guy in the original Guardians of the Galaxy that had.
I think it was like Captain Major.
Captain America.
Major
shield.
Captain.
I like don't a major know. Hero.
Yeah, it's something that. Yeah, he had a bandana.
Huh.
It's a real thing, guys.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Number nine, and this is the one I'm going to take real issue with, is Professor Xavier.
Oh, he's more of a piece of shit than the rest of them combined.
Yeah. I know. That's why I have a real issue with it.
Professor X was a dick.
He's a monster.
Why do they keep ruining everybody, though? This is the only way they know how to keep them interesting is to make them pieces of shit later.
Yeah.
Because he was always like supposed to represent something. And
he was... But you know, going back, I've been going back and going through different eras of X-Men. He's always been kind of a dick.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
It's kind of weird that they would put him so high, particularly because in like the last, 15, 10, 12 years of X-Men, he's not really part of the X-Men.
Yeah. No, he's gets, like. Kicked out, right? Like
he's just not there. Like he dies, he gets better, he gets killed again, his brain gets spackled into the Red Skull, and then now he's okay again.
I forgot that thing happened. That was actually weird.
Yeah, oh, you're welcome.
Professor Skull and Frankencastle need to have a book together as worst ideas of all time.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Do you mean the greatest idea of all time?
I've heard.
They pull back of characters, so I'm not surprised you liked it.
but I don't know. I don't really think Professor X deserves to be so high. He doesn't do anything heroic.
No. I actually, and I know people are gonna get mad at this, but like, I think Cyclops deserves to be higher than Professor X.
I hear you.
Well, then I've got some great news for you.
Oh no,
Cyclops!
I don't think they should both be on the list. But anyway, go on.
Number eight is the Hulk.
Okay.
How close was this to Planet Hulk?
Let's
or World War Hulk.
Let's see. It's 2014, right?
So I think World War Hulk is over. World War Hulk is long over.
No, World War Hulk was 2007. My God.
It's long gone. So this is just Bruce Banner doing Hulk things.
Oh, Saki just said I was still in high school.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
What a fucking baby.
You're robbing the cradle. Now, here's the thing. He had several cool and interesting stories after that, like where he – maybe that was before. Where Bruce Banner and Hulk were not the same person anymore.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. The Red Hulk stuff was really popular, whether or not you liked it. Like, Hulk was going strong there for a while, even though the movies – kind of never really did.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone read The Immortal Hulk number one, but it kind of rebooted the Hulk as a horror thing.
Yeah. That's the
which way. Is pretty interesting.
The body horror. Yeah.
No, just a giant super strong monster who crushed a guy who robbed a convenience store.
Like just in abstract, they don't like really.
Well, I mean he killed a child. Oh. And he almost killed Banner, and then Banner was like, well, whatever. And then the Hulk crushed all the bones in his body.
All right.
Wait, Hulk killed Banner?
No, Hulk and Banner are still the same.
Okay.
Which is interesting because they haven't really kind of caught up to how Hulk is still alive.
Okay.
Number seven is Cyclops.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, you know...
This is... Best Cyclops.
Yeah.
Okay. Which Cyclops?
This is the red X on his face Cyclops, the one who's leading the better team of X-Men post Avengers versus X-Men when he was fucking right all along and all the haters.
Yes.
Oh, this was best Cyclops.
This is right in the era of it.
This is when Cyclops was more Magneto than Magneto was.
Okay. So this was around Avengers versus X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah, give or take. I will say that I had something about this. I'd say that no character has been damaged by a television show more than Cyclops is.
It's true. The TV show and movies. The movies too, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them made Cyclops the most boring, milquetoast character ever. And then you read the comics and he's the biggest badass in the X-Men.
Yeah, they took all the, like, the thing about Singer's movies is they squarely take Wolverine and Magneto's sides. And it damages Cyclops and Professor X almost, you know, irrevocably.
Yeah.
Except I think McAvoy's version starts coming back around because it wasn't Singer who set the tone for that. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm literally Uber eating chicken to a place I'm going to later.
cool. No, but I think the cartoon, maybe more than the movies, because the cartoon influenced everyone of our age generation.
And a little bit before.
Yeah. And a little bit before, to think that Cyclops fucking sucks, and it's could not be further from the truth.
See, my thing is, they always gave Cyclops really cool lines in the cartoon, but then I guess he didn't serve much of a
purpose. I don't know, Cyclops was really good in the Jim Lee run. Like, in the, it's like
one of the comics.
Yeah, he's always been but like at that time, there was the Jim Lee run, and Cyclops was really fucking awesome in that.
Yeah,
but the cartoons really damaged him. Number six.
I have an eye for things, and I think Cyclops is great.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Got it.
Number six is Thor, the mighty Thor. Who kind of has two really big peaks, you know, Walter Simonson and Jason Aaron.
Yeah.
And a lot of kind of middling stuff. Although I found a Geoff Johns run of Thor, which I kind of really like. But it was very short.
Okay.
Cool. Cool story, bro.
Thanks. Number five is Jean Grey, who I don't think was alive long enough for this list to actually be a thing.
What?
First of all, never say look, when you're making these lists, you know, it's really like Phoenix.
Yeah.
Because that version, there's versions of this character that matter.
You know what it is, Chris?
What?
This was like the year after the launch of all new X-Men. So they're just, Jean Grey is Jean Grey.
Yeah, can we replace this Jean Grey with White Queen?
No.
Blue Frost? Like, I think that's a better switch.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Wow, there's someone better we can go with, but no, I agree. I think this is more teen Jean Grey than actual adult Jean Grey who didn't do a whole ton of anything.
Oh, teen Jean Grey, yeah, she's good. Yeah. That's an important character.
Yeah,
well, she was good.
She's Jean Grey in reality, and when teen Jean Grey came back, which of course they killed her and brought back the other. Wow.
Yeah, she was good. She's not much of anything anymore.
Awful. I don't understand why they didn't take the opportunity to just kill everybody that came back. You know, like leave the new teen ones as the new versions, status quo moving forward, so that we can just jumpstart
you do a weird,
as a good person.
Yeah, you do a weird
stop fucking up.
Number four is the Wolverine.
Oh, thank God he's not one.
Yeah. I was really worried. I was worried he's number one.
1995, Wolverine is one.
Wait, hold on. He's number four.
Yeah,
I bet I can predict the top three.
Go for it.
It's going to be easy.
Captain America.
No.
Uh-huh.
Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Spider-Man.
And Moon Knight.
No chance it's Moon Knight.
Quasar. Definitely Quasar.
Daredevil?
Yeah, actually, all three.
Wow.
Okay, good job.
Not bad.
Captain America and Spider-Man were easy bets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 2014
was like right when Daredevil was hitting Netflix, wasn't it?
Yes, and also that's when the Mark Waid comic was really getting into its own.
Yeah. Daredevil has some really great like runs.
Yes. Let's talk. Can we go back to Wolverine very briefly?
Sure.
Because you said 1995 would be number one. I would argue from 1985 to 2007, he would be number one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right about span. I was just saying, like, I was going back to, like, a point where I knew for a fact he was not
this
number one Marvel character, number one X-Men character, but they would say he's number one fucking comic book character.
Why isn't Captain Pouch in this list?
Captain who?
Cable.
Because actually no one likes Cable. That's the real truth of it.
Never actually liked Cable. He just seemed like something other people probably liked, so you never brought up that you didn't. Like,
and the reason why is because he was in a book with Deadpool for a million years, and everyone's like, well, I guess I like Cable. No one likes Cable.
And back in the day, we liked X-Force for some reason, but it feels like a mass hysteria now.
That's not crazy. This was when Wolverine was a part of every team and he had all his memories, and he'll be dead in a couple of years.
Yeah, this was a messy Wolverine time.
Yeah, he was also on. He was also leading the X-Force teams, which were the most brutal kind of books that were coming out. Number three is Daredevil, as Matt guessed. This is right around the time that Mark Waid's run was really picking up.
Good.
With Chris Somney. It's an incredible run.
I enjoy Daredevil.
Yeah. But Daredevil's had some real highs and Shadowland. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two is Captain America. 2014 is about the time that Winter Soldier came out. So
yeah.
Okay.
I think Captain America is the only person on this list whose movie strength is the only reason he's so high. The rest were based on their comic book strength.
Oh, yeah. Because remember at this time, like Cap was dead. Bucky was Captain America, then Bucky stopped being Captain America, and then Falcon became Captain America.
Yeah, this was around.
It was a mess. And finally, number one, of course, Spider-Man. How could it not be, I guess?
Yeah, really. It always was going to be one. Like, which is not a thing I have a problem with, really.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, like, when Wolverine's number one, I go, like, oh, kids voted. Like a bunch of 12-year-old boys got on there. And
Wolverine's got knives for
the
hands.
Shit out of it. He's got knives and he just murders people. He's the best. Cable's cool because his guns are so huge, man.
In the pockets.
Yeah. Spider-Man is a person who isn't a sociopath's favorite Marvel character when they're a kid.
And this is 2013-2014. This is peak Superior Spider-Man. Okay. So Peter's not even like in charge of his own books at this point.
Yeah.
Which nothing made me appreciate Peter Parker as Spider-Man more than seeing Doc Ock as Spider-Man.
Yeah. He was a really good Spider-Man.
He was until he went nuts at the very end.
Which is always that's the problem with Dr. Octopus. He's always kind of like cool for a while.
Yeah,
and then you're like, oh man, you know, Doc, you know, Octavius isn't that bad of a kid. You know? And he's like, oh my god, he just ripped that dude's head off. Did he just shatter Sandman? Yeah, you know.
Still.
If you want to know how far off the pulse the Big Bang Theory is, this mentions it in the Superior Spider-Man Wikipedia page. Howard complains about this comic. While Raj says this storyline combines elements of Spider-Man and Freaky Friday, which tells me that they have not read this comic.
No.
And also, Howard is an idiot because this comic ruled.
They are third person, like they're like,
I think,
third person in,
yeah,
in geekdom.
Yeah, they're, yeah.
Actually, participants.
I still think Dr. Doom.
It's a writer's room full of, like, you know.
Dr. Doom is not a hero.
What?
No.
Don't even throw out that heresy. Dr. Doom is not a hero.
This is madness. This is madness.
This is madness, because Dr. Doom is not a hero.
This isn't madness. This is Spark.
He's the best hero, Chris.
How? What do you do that's heroic?
He's the infamous Iron Man now.
I think that's over.
No, he's actually still running around. His book is over. He is still Iron Man.
I'm telling you, Dr. Doom has a whole country who believes that he's a hero.
Yeah, he's a fascist.
He's Captain Latveria.
Chris, I see you're lashing out when really you should be more tolerant of people with opposing viewpoints. If you just stop to listen to what he had to say, maybe you wouldn't be the true bigot.
All I'm going to say is that he has an army of Doombots that kind of hang out.
No, I hear Norman Osborn running for president, but that he's being funded.
Look, Chris, all I'm going to say is that Infamous Iron Man was great, and he was a better Iron Man than Tony Stark ever was.
Amazing.
Possibly. I'll tell you what, though. If I see Dr. Doom going into a restaurant, there's no way I'm booing. He might send my soul to hell.
Well, Chris, maybe you shouldn't boo. Who's the real monster?
Dr. Doom.
No, it's clearly you.
It's Dr. Doom.
I can't tell if we just can't hear them or if they're whispering.
They're whispering. We're talking about a really awesome Marvel thing, story arc that may or may not happen, but it's amazing.
It's just an idea.
And it's just so awesome.
It's better than Cap being a Nazi.
Yeah,
hey, Chris, you want to hear some really awesome news? I don't know if you guys have ever heard this comic. I know Chris has because he's the one that introduced me to it.
Oh, yeah.
He's going in the same vein as the excitement I felt when Fables got a video game. Have you guys ever heard of Black Sad? About the noir?
Yeah, I have.
They're making a video game for Black Sad.
What? Oh, that's pretty fucking rad.
I am super down with that.
They just announced it today.
Wait, who's making it?
Hold on, let me pull it up.
I saw this company and I did not recognize the company that makes this.
Hold on.
It's one of those books I like really am into. The art is amazing that I don't talk about with anybody because I don't want to accidentally find out people are furries.
No, Chris had the comics at our house when we lived together and I read it. It was fucking amazing. It's noir detective, but in a world of like, basically take Disney's Zootopia and turn it into a noir detective film.
Yeah. Yeah, and it tackles things like race.
The shots where it's all the albino animals, like in hoods and shit.
Yes,
it's one of the most provocative. Just the artwork is just so gorgeous.
That entire story may be the best Black Sad story.
Yeah, I mean, like just like
I can't recommend it.
You can read it without the words. Like, I did that at one point because it was all in Spanish in the version I had.
And yeah, that is
Spanish version.
That is a good point because it is an international comic.
Okay, yeah. Chris.
Yes.
The game company.
The developer, I just looked them up. They're known for their point-and-click adventure games.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
They've done a series called Runaway that's had four games so far. That apparently has garnered strong reviews, and they just released released last month a Switch game of their newest point-and-click adventure game called Yesterday Origins. So looks like point-and-click adventures are kind of their forte, and that makes me happy.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
Because, man, right off the bat, their Black Sad game looks better than their others by far. Yeah. And I think it's because they finally picked up a publisher instead of self-publishing. Because yeah. You can definitely tell they have some budget to it now. Oh, I'm just so happy. Oh, my God, I'm looking at the screenshots. And the fucking Bouncer, Rhino, and Buffalo.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I didn't even do that. It's called Black Sad Under the Skin. And no news yet if it's going to be a one-shot, if it's going to be episodic. We don't know.
Good bet for episodic with a noir and a... Yeah.
That'll be pretty rad.
Yeah. I was pleasantly surprised to see that screenshot.
I'm happy it's not a Battle Royale game.
Black Sad Battle Royale.
Yeah, just a bunch of... literal animal people tearing each other apart.
I'm down.
All right, is there anything else we want to discuss before we finish up for the night?
Nope.
All right, well, we'll be back next week. Matt, you will not be joining us, correct?
I will not. I will be in L.A. once more at the same convention center as E3 for the Weeaboo Express. I'll be there for Anime Expo.
That's my new ska band.
Yes.
We're J-pop ska. J-ska.
J-ska.
Oh, J-ska.
I wonder, is J-ska a real?
It has to be.
It is now.
Hold on, I'm going on YouTube and looking.
It gets out there, and there are people working on it at this
moment. Yes, it is.
Oh, my God, it super is.
Oh, my God.
I told you.
Anthony Ska is ska music made in Japan, obviously. Artists.
Old Tones.
Beat Crusaders. The Boom. Mongol 800. Sushi Ma Mirei. Shaka Labbits. The Ska Ska Club.
Okay. Now, right. That's something to listen to on our own time.
Chris, right. As long as you listen to Midnight Pumpkin, okay?
Okay, that's... hold on.
Nice. Oh, man.
Okay, I got it. So, yeah, we'll be back next week. I have the IGN Top 25 Marvel Villains.
Oh, if Doctor Doom is not on that list.
I have something to tell you. It's a big spoiler. He's number one because he's the biggest fucking villain.
It's true.
This is peak in like that in Illuminati arc.
So are you telling me that Doctor Doom can be both number one on the hero and the villain list?
No, he can't be because he's not a hero. He's a villain.
He can.
What if Doctor Doom was a hero?
What if the sky was made of cotton candy? It's not real.
Chris, of course it's not. The clouds are cotton candy.
Oh, yes. My God.
Let's not be crazy.
Oh, my God.
We all know it's not made of green cheese, but if it were made of barbecue spare ribs, would you eat it?
Well, yeah, obviously. I'm not made of stone.
I'd wash it down with a nice cold Budweiser.
Yes. So, okay. Next week, same time, no Matt. So...
So, I mean, I know. Does life even have meaning without Matt? I don't know.
Oh, it's going to be an amazing podcast. We're going to get things done.
Thanos is not a hero.
Thanos is the hero, Chris.
Chat, he is not a hero, Steven.
Chris, Thanos is a hero.
He's a villain.
He saved the universe from overconsumption.
Okay. You know what it is? You know what it is? This dark 2018 has warped everyone's reality about who's a hero and who's a villain.
Yu Wong in chat agrees with me. Infamous Iron Man means Dr. Doom is a hero. Chris single-handedly arrested like 100 tech villains by tricking them into thinking he was trying to start a new, like, Legion of Doom Marvel style. He brought them all over with false pretenses, like, come on, guys, I'm Dr. Doom. And then they all showed up. He's like, JK, bitches, I'm Iron Man, and arrested them all.
Or murdered.
No, he didn't murder because he swore off that because he's a hero now.
Okay, good point. You see, so he can be the number one hero and the number one villain.
Yeah, because he used to be the best villain, and now he's the best hero. Bro,
computer.
Chris gets it.
I'm leaving. Chicken here. All right, go.
All right. Good night.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
You fucking psychos.
They're all sociopaths.
All of you.
It's still live.